Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Is 17 years of age too young to let your child go away with their mates on holidays to Spain or Benidorm or Ayanapa or any of those places where we know what goes on? Lots of drink, lots of good times, lots of nightclubs and sex and drugs and rock and roll. Niall, I wouldn't let my 17-year-old or 18-year-old go to Benidorm. I have been there many times and it's not a place for anybody under the age of 21. Peter, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Peter?
I'm starting the minute.
Good, Peter. Now, I know your kids are a little bit young to be even discussing this kind of car, having this conversation. What? How old is the oldest now, Peter?
It's 12.
Right. Oh, well, we're not too far away. Okay. In 5 years' time, is it a girl or a boy?
It's a boy.
Okay, 5 years' time, he wants to go to Benidorm with his mates.
First of all, has he got the responsibility of a job and is he paying for this holiday himself?
Obviously not, according to this message, by the way. Yeah, go on.
If mommy and daddy's paying for the holiday, he's going on a family holiday. And if he wants to go on a holiday with his mates, well, he can save up his money that he worked hard for and he'll realise that he'll want to spend his hard-earned money more on other stuff than going away and just drinking away hundreds
and wean it against the wall. Is that what you're going to say? Yeah.
That's exactly. And then I'll try my best to encourage my son not to, you know, and as a caller said there, 21 would be more like around the age because of the things that go on in them places. Like, as I said to Helena, no one's going over there with rosary beads and a Bible.
No.
You know what I mean?
They're not. They certainly are not. They're not going to be ringing you on Saturday from Benidorm saying, I'm going to Mass tomorrow, Mammy.
No, you're not even going to get a phone call till they're on the way home or they're in it. A police station and you're having to speak Spanish to some policeman. You know what I mean? So I wouldn't, there's not a hope I'd let me son
but
or daughter.
The argument is from this parent, if I don't let her go or him go, well then, well it's a him in this case, if I don't let, oh no it's a her, sorry it's a daughter. If I don't let her go, well all her mates are gone and she's going to be kind of excluded and isolated from her friends.
Well, it's something she's going to have to get used to in life, that you're not always going to be able to do things that other people do. You can't afford to keep up with the Joneses because it's never-ending, you know? So it's a part of life that they're going to have to learn. If she gets out and gets a part-time job and is able to pay for it herself, fair enough.
So let's say your 17-year-old is in school but has a weekend part-time job and is paying for it herself. You're still responsible up to the age of 18 as a guardian of the child. You know, and they kind of have to get your permission still to go.
I still wouldn't let them go if he had the money to go. But
I'm just saying,
if you want to go on a holiday, we'll go on a family holiday. If you want to celebrate a leaving cert, we'll do something together. But as far as going away with your friends, there's not a hope. It's hard enough trying to look after the people in Ireland when they're, like, only down the road from us. It's hard enough to look after the kids. But when they're in a different country, it's a whole different ball game.
Okay, well, stay there for a second, Peter.
Hi, Niall. This is a really good subject. My daughter is just about to complete her leaving cert in June of this year. She turns 18 in May. And, of course, the leaving cert holiday has been organised. They're talking about going to Greece for a week. And I'm really, really scared. But at the same time, I don't want to hold her back. I really don't know what the right thing is to do.
Yep, there you see. I told you, Peter. It's happening. Mm-hmm. You know, in fairness, that girl is a little bit older. She's 18, but there are a lot of kids doing the leaving cert who are 17. Now, that's only a matter of semantics, I suppose, you know, whether they're 17 or just 18 or whatever it is. But as a parent, do you let your 18 or 17-year-old child go to somewhere like Greece or Benidorm? We've seen what happened to that young girl in Ayanapa and what the goings on there is. Now, I don't know. She was obviously charged with wasting police time. I don't know if other people are aware of this story, but a lot of people are saying she was raped or gang raped by 11 guys from Israel. These places, Peter, really are only for one thing, and that's for drinking, having fun. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying all kids would do this, because there are good kids out there, right? But, you know, there's a lot of temptation in these places.
And a lot of people, older generation people, hanging around waiting on these people to come to nightclubs so they could have their wicked way with them as well.
Well, to exploit them,
exactly,
yes.
Exactly, yeah. And so it's hard to protect your children in your own country, let alone in another country.
Well, stay there for a second. Let me go to Dave as well, because Dave, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Dave?
Hi, folks.
Dave, you know, it's a difficult decision to make as a parent. Yeah, at some stage you have to, you know, let go of them and take off the apron strings and say you're on your own now and it's a big bad world out there, but, you know, protect yourself and be careful. Mm. So at what age is the right age to allow them to do something like that in one of these foreign countries?
See, I suppose it, like, it all kind of depends on your kid. Like, if they are mature enough and they have the cop on, you know, maybe you rest a bit easier. But I think it depends more on the destination nearly as much as it does the fact that they want to go on holidays. Like, if my uncle was 17, and even if he had a part-time job and money, and said, I'm going to take a look from my friends, I'd say, no, you're not. You know, like, we were watching Stacey Dooley investigate there over the holidays, and she went to Magaluf and she spent a few days there, and it's absolutely disgraceful.
Oh, and I because we were researching the other topic in relation to that British girl who said she was gang raped, we were looking at some of the stuff that goes on in Ayia Napa and in Greece and in places like Benidorm and all these places. And some of the stuff is outrageous.
Oh, it's insane. Like, they have to
take outraged. I was horrified. Even as an adult, I wouldn't do any of that stuff.
No, Jesus Christ. I mean, like, it just seems to be getting worse and worse and worse. I mean, like, they have to take on, like, extra paramedics during the summer times. They have to have extra doctors on call. You know, you see what does be going on in the hospitals and stuff, and just no.
It's like all morals go out the window.
It is, yeah. But sure, if you think about it, your first break away without mammy and daddy, and you're also, like, a lot of these places, like, you pay a charge at the door, and once you go in, you can drink as much as you like. You know,
I mean, there was one place, right, and this pub is famous for it, and I know it's understand it's daytime radio, but I think it's important the parents understand this, and the people understand what goes on in a lot of these places, right? And the pub is famous for that if girls come in, the more oral sex they give to guys, the more drinks they get for free.
Yeah, I've seen that one as well, yeah.
And that just blows my mind to think that my daughter would be ever in a place like that.
Yeah, and there's a lot of places like that. And, like, they were interviewing, like, two guys who organised these events at Magaluf. And the two lads said, we don't give a shit. We're making money out of this. Like, you're going to go to a place and people are going to look after you. But you're just a commodity to them. You're just a way for them to make money. So if they can bring you in and get you shit and you're in a bad way, they'll just throw you outside. They don't care.
Sorry, Peter, what are you trying to say?
Their age matter over there. Their age doesn't even matter over there.
No.
No, it's an absolute free-for-all. And, like, my young fella said he wanted to go travelling around, like, Canada or America or Europe or somewhere to be fine. But if he said, like, I want to go off to Magaluf with friends of mine, I mean, if he's 18, I can't stop him legally.
No, you can't. Adult. That's the problem with the rating. Yeah, you can't stop him.
But before that, like, if he's 17, there's not a snowball's chance in hell.
Well, yeah, so Peter, that is a point. If they are 18 legally, you don't have a right to stop them.
I'd make sure, tell them. Yeah, you go to Spain, you want to make sure you have a house to come home.
That's a good point, actually, yeah. I mean, you can, if you want to act like an adult, you want to get hammered, you want to go off to Benidorm with your mates, yeah, you're over 18, Billy, Mr. Billy, you know what, you can do what you want, but you've no home when you come back. If you're once you're living under my roof, you go by my rules. Is that it?
My rules.
Fair enough. Yeah. But, like, in fairness, though, look, like, I mean, yo, we all like to think we were mature, and there are kids out there, 17, 18, they're mature. But the thing is, you stick them with their friends, and you add alcohol to the situation, and everything goes out the window. I remember being young, I remember the dumb shit that I used to do when I was a kid. Do you know? And, like, they're all mature.
That's the area that we can come from and speak to our children about, because I've already talked to my son about certain things, and I've said, the reason why I ended up in the bad places was doing what everybody else done. And the reason I ended up in good places was doing my own thing and not what everybody else was doing.
Yeah, and I used to
teaching them as well.
Yeah, no, exactly. And, like, I used to be around the party scene and stuff like that when I was younger, so I know the crack as well more than my parents would have, do you know? But I still think going to places like that, like Spain, a place like that when you're 17 with your friends, it's just a bad idea because you hear all these horror stories and something bad happens to your child while they're off with their friends, supposed to be having a good time, and sometimes accidents just happen. You'll never forgive yourself.
And then if a 17-year-old is going over to Spain, how are they getting into nightclubs with an ID that has 17 on it?
They don't, listen, Claire, hold on. Nightclubs in Benidorm or whatever. You know that. There's no such thing as ID. They let everybody in. They just look at them. Yeah, go ahead. My son has been gone on holidays with his mates since he was 16. He's now 20. During these few years, he was in Greece, Romania, South America, Canada, and this summer he is planning to go to India and travel around. When he was in South America, he was in Bolivia, where drugs are given to you as just like candy. But he managed to say no, and instead went travelling. My daughter, she is now 19, and just last October, she went to America on her own, not even with a friend. It all depends on how you educate them and what kind of example you set for your kids. Sorry, I'd love to come on the air, but I'm very busy at work. He makes a good point. I think everybody knows their own child, but there's also the element, and his kids clearly went on their own or with their as a couple, right? But if they're going with a group of people, and I think for guys more so, there's a lot of peer pressure, Dave.
And there's a real pack mentality as well that comes along with that. Like
if their mates are all going to be taking ecstasy, or their mates are all going to be drinking 9 pints and getting hammered and picking up girls, it's harder for them then to say, I don't want to do that, I want to be the goody-goody.
And you know yourself, a group of young fellas, and you're egging each other on to do silly things, and you know, like it can escalate very quickly, and someone could end up in a very bad situation very, very fast.
I mean, like for example, if my son at 18 turned around and said, I want to go to New York with my girlfriend, I think that's okay. I think I could live with that.
Perfect.
Yeah, but if they say I want to go to, you know, Torremolinos or Ayia Napa with 10 of the lads, now I'm shitting myself.
Yeah, but if they're going to travel, because I want to go and see New York and blah, 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 that's fine. But like someone saying, I want to go on my first holiday without my parents at 17, they're going to get shit-faced.
Because they don't have the maturity to say no sometimes. And loads of people are texting in. Somebody says, I went on summer vacation with my friends. But when I was 18, we did things differently. Teachers came with us, says Joe. Okay. Well, that was obviously a school holiday or a school trip. Slightly different, I think. This is not being organised by the school. Eugene, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Eugene?
How you know?
Eugene, your daughter went away at 21.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But you've also a story as well.
Yeah, no. Well, we're going back to when she was younger. She was 16, probably coming towards 17. A few of them were the girls, and I was starting to go to pubs, trying to get into pubs.
Right, at 16. Yeah.
Oh yeah, 16. My daughter came to me and she says to me that one of the girls' mum could get them into a pub, and I said, so they're not going. Plain and simple, they're not going. And she says, fine. She came to myself and her mother and asked us, and we said no. So she went back and told her friend she wasn't going. Now that was say the Monday or Tuesday, and then by the Thursday, one of the girls' mothers was up at my door wanting to know why my daughter wasn't going to the pub.
So they were giving out to you as parents about how you parent your children at 16 years of age?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
That's big.
And how did you respond to this parent? Did you respond by saying the obvious, like, if you want to be an irresponsible parent, you far away?
I couldn't say it on daytime radio, so I couldn't, but I told
you. I can imagine. Because that's exactly what I'd say. If you want to be an irresponsible parent and let your child act like a complete and utter clown and get drunk in a pub at 16, you far away and do it.
And the thing about the parent was, the parent knew the bouncer or the doorman and was getting her daughter in and was able to get two more girls in.
Right.
With her daughter. So she was. And my daughter, my daughter was 16. I think she was hitting about 17 the next month or so. So she was. But my daughter was the oldest.
And who would you be more concerned about? Would you be more concerned about daughters or sons? Do you think we're more protective over daughters than we are sons?
Well, I have one of each.
Right.
So I have.
I can see it from both sides. We're protective of our daughters, obviously, because of what can happen.
I have no problem if my daughter's going away and she go away on holidays or away for weekends with her partner or boyfriend. I have no problem with that. As you were saying there a minute ago, about going away with a group of lads. But there again, I know the group of lads is with, and you know, I think it's all about you knowing your children.
Yeah.
So I think it's you have to know your children. You do, and you have to know the people around them.
I mean, yeah, sorry, Dave. Would you be more concerned, Dave, about a daughter or a son, do you think?
I think it's like mothers are more protective of sons and fathers are more protective of daughters. In my experience, that's just the way it seems. Like, mammies always seem to be like that a bit more fearful for their sons, and then it's kind of flipped in the other way. You know, like, I only have a son, so, you know, I can't really speak for daughters, but I'd imagine if I had a daughter, I'd probably be that little bit more protective.
And I said the same thing, but then I was talking to the girls in the office here and they said, no, sons. And I said, why? And they said, well, sons are more easily led.
But girls are more mature from a younger age. You can give them that much, like.
But then again, I've watched these programs, and I'm sure, Peter, you've watched them as well, these programs about the antics that goes on in these countries, and girls behave just as badly.
Yeah, well, your son can come back pregnant.
Well, that's one thing, yes, obviously. Oh. And it's less likely to be probably raped as well, which happens a lot in these countries too.
Exactly, so I'd be more protective over my daughter than I would over my son.
By the way, I'm not a religious person, but I saw this interesting thing here, sorry, and I know I'm running out of time. What does it mean to spare the rod or spoil the child? Now, I'm not religious, but I thought this was interesting. The phrase, spare the rod, spoil the child, is a modern-day proverb that means if a parent refuses to discipline an unruly child, the child will grow up accustomed to getting his or her own way. He will become, in the common vernacular, a spoiled brat. And the saying comes from Proverbs 13:24. It goes on about God and the Lord and everything else. But it does say when the child does not feel the consequences of his sin, he will not understand that the sin requires punishment. And I, even though I'm not religious, I believe that's correct. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. By the way, the number is 087-188-0008. What should you do with your 17-year-old? Do you allow them go away? Let me go to Joe. You're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Joe?
Hi, how are you?
How you doing, Joe? How's the cats?
Good. Wow. Good cats.
Good cats. Okay, Joe, you went on summer holidays at 18.
I did.
Yeah, but it was different.
In my country, we do it differently. It is organized by the students.
Yeah.
So all the seniors are going together.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter how many classes. If there's three classes of seniors, three go.
Yeah.
We organize it. We, during the year, have to get money, fundraise, for our trip, and when we go on our trip, after our prom, deb, whatever you want to call it, we all go, but at least three or four teachers come with us.
Okay, and when you fundraise, you organize enough money to bring the teachers as well?
Yeah,
okay, everyone. So, yeah, okay, so that's a good idea, but the problem is kids nowadays don't do that.
I know.
Yeah. So, how? I mean, Joe, I know your child is young yet, and he's a, you know, is he? But at some point, he'll be a young man.
No.
When he's 17.
When he's 17, he'll be like maybe 12.
Oh, I understand, because he has learning difficulties, no, and I know special needs. Okay, but what I'm saying is, if he didn't have special needs, would you advise your friend to let their 17-year-old go away to Spain or whatever?
I think it depends on the trust you have on your child and the trust that you have raised your child well.
Okay, well, so, well I have two more people to get in. I've only 5 minutes. Stay there, Joe. Liz, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Liz?
Hi, Niall. He's only seen that in funny names, so I can tell you this is to the station.
Oh, right? how old is he now, Liz?
He's 17, and I'm at the booking of my holiday. For he's going away just after, 5 days after he's 18 with his friends. And my nerves are gone. The only thing I'm hoping for now is that it's like Afro beats. So I'm hoping that these will be just all bleeding, chilled and smoking dope, and they won't be jumping off balconies and things
stop.
Like that.
I know, I'd be worried sick about
it. My nerves are gone. I tell you, I don't know. I'm even thinking about throwing myself down the flight of stairs just to get home.
Your mommy is sick. You can't go.
Anyway, I'm just admit myself to hospital all sorts of illnesses.
And what are his mates? See, what's important here is somebody made the right point earlier on. Do you know his mates?
Nice lads. Look, they've never been in trouble or anything. But look, listen. You don't know when they're behind. I don't know. Like, are they not in trouble? They're just not getting caught being in trouble. Do you know what I mean?
Are they drinkers?
No, they're not drinkers. No. And they're not, that's the truth. They're not drinkers, no.
Are they womanizers?
I don't give it. That's
no, matter. I'm just saying, are they going to be, like, picking up girls and having a few drinks? Do you think they'll be encouraged to do that while they're there? See, these are all the things that go through your head, isn't it?
So, yeah, well, I don't know. No, as long as he's up off on balconies and taking tablets and things like that. And he's, you know what I mean?
And where's he going?
I don't, Portugal.
It's not too bad.
5 days. I mean, they've gone now. It's like, it's just like, I mean, look, he's never been anywhere on his own. Like, I mean, he's never even gone to a disco, a nightclub, like, do you know what I mean?
Okay, well, if he's going to Portugal, Joe!
Yeah?
He's going to your part of the world.
Yeah.
Whereabouts in Portugal, probably?
I think he's going to the Algarve.
Where? Yeah. The Algarve, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's quiet enough, that place, I think, anyway, because I've been there.
What do you reckon, Joe? Is he safe in the Algarve?
He is. It's not too bad.
Yeah.
There could be worse places now for an 18-year-old to go to.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. He could be going to Ibiza or something like that. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. And he's not going to these rave things or anything like that. He's going to, like,
I've been there. It's not too bad.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Sorry, Joe. Go ahead.
It's not too bad. There's lots of people, lots of...
Nice things.
English.
Okay, well, hang on. I'm running out of time. I have to get to Paul as well very quickly. Paul, I have 40 seconds, Paul. Go for it.
Oh, geez, 40 seconds. I don't know how I'm going to do
you
that.
You lived in Barcelona for 24 years, worked in private security.
That's right.
Yeah, 38 people, you say, go missing in Spain every day.
That's right. None of these statistics are put up. Everybody's talking about Salah, Benidorm, the
Liz is crapping herself
traps.
Now.
All fire traps. You don't want to go near any of them. We're not talking about like trafficking here. Not for the human aspect of it, but what you can get out of the bones. Once you go across Cadiz, you're in Africa, you're lost. People going to those places that are full of people, they're the ones you want to keep out of. The type of seedy people that are knocking around them, I know, I've done club things. You stated earlier on that when you're going to these nightclubs in Spain, they let anybody in. Actually, they kind of don't, because what they need is they need bouncers and, like, a cop, like a security guard. And that's what I was, to make sure that the bouncers...
And did they check ID?
Yeah. In Spain, it's very much bureaucracy, very, very much. But because they're all going around looking like 22-year-olds and dressed up to the nines, and most bouncers that are on the door in those type of places are not ethnic origin, they're not native, so, you know, you just give them a smile, a wink, and then meet them in the toilets earlier on. Not talking about, like...
Oh, I got overtime. Paul, I'm going to have to bring you on tomorrow at 12 o'clock to give me a full insight into this. I think parents would love to hear it, okay? So, Paul, I'm going to bring you back on tomorrow at 12.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic Hits.